This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
I'm like this.
Go ahead, Ray. You take over.
I'm sorry.
Pay attention to me. Halfway into a point, and
you said two words.
You jumped me. Go ahead.
You go.
Really, you go. A third of the way into a point, and you're just like, you know what? I'm Ray.
A third of the way to what point exactly?
Quite honestly, I have no idea at this moment.
It's your show.
Is it, though?
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
I didn't hear a modicum of anything that was actually a point,
Rick.
There
was a touch of a steamroller face right there, a little bit.
Hold on. I steamroll you right over your face. Is what I do.
On 98.7 ESPN.
That's right. Get right in their face, the Devils fans. That's a great play. DiPietro, Rothenberg, and Santiago with you, 98.7 ESPN. Ray, you want your name on the marquee of the show?
I like the money that comes with that, sure.
I think it should be. I think all four of us.
What would we can't be names then. We'd have to just be initials.
No, it's all the names. Who cares? We got time.
DRSS.
No.
DiPietro in the Morning Zoo works. Go with
no,
that.
No. I want my name on this thing.
Oh, do you now?
Yeah, I do.
It would make sense with all the animals that you pretend to be that you'd be just part of the zoo.
Part of the zoo? I can't help it that I have many talents.
Who's the cat now?
The drunk cat is probably my favorite.
Is that one?
No, and I'm who's the cat now? You sound like you're hammered.
Who's the cat now?
I don't sound drunk.
You sound RJ, does he not sound hammered when he said
I'll
that?
I'll be a wild animal, like a boar. Oh.
Yeah, you sound like you're the last guy at the bar.
Yes. Thanks, RJ.
Who's the cat now?
I'll drive home. No, you won't.
Yes. That's exactly Thanks, what he sounds like.
I always got RJ on my side.
Listen, I only go off what I've been told from those above me, which alerted me that I need to be on the watch for you when it comes to drinking events.
I love that.
Save when the bartender tries to take his keys.
Ha-ha! You can't get us.
This portion of the show driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford Group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. I had another moment of elite parenting yesterday.
What happened yesterday?
In the car with Alex. He says, Dad, when are you guys going to talk to Aaron Rodgers? He said, do you think you will? I said, yeah. I said, at a minimum, when we go out to Jets camp, probably in July or August, we'll sit down with Aaron Rodgers. And he says, Dad, do you think I could go with you? Because I really would I'd love to meet him. I said, well, here is the thing. I said, if you met him and you liked him, you're not allowed to root for the Jets.
Why, though?
And because he's a Giants fan.
Yeah, I understand that. But can't he have a side piece? Can't he, like...
No.
Why?
No. So I said, you're not allowed to root for the Jets. And his response, well, no, obviously. And I was like, yeah, you know what? For all the missteps that I make in life, I'm doing something right.
Does he want me to get him an A-Rod jersey or no?
I mean, you can get it for him, but we would probably throw it away.
See, why?
Because
why
we're not welcoming that to the house. Because we're not bringing that. It's a sanctity. All right? It's an area of safety, and we're not bringing an Aaron Rodgers jersey into our home. This is not the LaGreca house where, oh, do whatever you want. You want to root for the Yankees? Oh, please, Marco, go root for the Yankees. No, we don't do that. We're not frauds here. We don't go out to get tattoos of certain teams and then root for other teams. We don't do that.
So a beautiful jersey signed by Aaron to
We'll
Alex.
Give it to Goodwill.
Oh, why wouldn't you hang it on the wall or something?
No, because we don't want it.
You're an animal.
I'll tell you what, you get us a Saquon Barkley, beautiful, gorgeous jersey signed and written to Alex. That gets front billing.
Why don't Rogers? You no, get Alex you. A Saquon Barkley jersey?
Well, maybe I will.
Or how about you get us a Giants guest once in your life?
Oh, don't you turn the attention
no,
to me.
I will turn the attention.
How dare you?
Because so people know, on the group chat last night, this guy's got some secret role at the draft where he's hammering out what picks are going to go, playing with us, toying with us, because he already knows.
I toyed with nothing.
And yet we can't get a Giants guest ever.
You know what the source is.
Yeah, I know exactly right who the source building. Is. Right.
You don't know my sources. How dare you try to guess my sources?
Yeah, I know who Deep Throat is, and you won't get us nothing.
I have deep embedded sources well within the NFL.
that do you no favors.
People don't like me.
Yeah, right. And then Mel gives you his word, and then nothing.
Me? You're the one trying to buy his loyalties.
Oh, the deception. The betrayal, man. You deceived me.
You know what? I'm done. What time is it? What time does this end? Ray, you want to just start talking now?
Now you're going to suck it up like a man. You're going to take your lumps. You're going to take your lumps.
You should say you're not a man.
You know.
Yeah, cut that for me. And you're going to take your lumps, and we're going to get through this together.
Who's the baby now?
I'm the baby. I mean, how could you ever equate me to a man?
I mean, whatever you want, but I'm saying, I mean, I thought that this, since Sherry tore ACL, that you've taken steps.
I've taken steps as a better home provider, but I'm not a man.
This is why I suggested man camp a long time ago.
I don't know if you should keep saying that, by the way.
Why?
I don't know. It's just troubling.
Is it though?
You're 50 years old.
Yeah. Do you look at me as like a man though? I'm a large child is what I am.
Yeah.
Right?
Currently leading a household though.
That's right. And I'm doing great.
Are you?
Yeah. I emptied the dishwasher yesterday, refilled it. Groceries showed up. I put them all away.
It's like the real life version of Big.
Did you order the groceries?
Mm-mm. No, but she could do that.
Well,
really?
Why not just take that off her plate, though? Why even?
Because I don't have passwords and codes to start getting into like the grocery distribution.
Ugh. You know what Dave's doing here? It's really transparent. He's trying to make it so that when Sherry's back to full health, which knowing her could be like in 2 weeks,
it won't be.
Dave will disconnect from all these added responsibilities immediately.
No.
Yeah.
No. Here's what I'll do. No. I'll slowly back away, like. You know, Wednesday, dishwasher, Thursday, just unload, not load, Friday, now I'm not really involved in anything. Like, you'd be a fool to just back away 100% all at once.
No, see, that was your moment to say, you know what? I've learned that I could do a little more around the house.
No.
All that you disputed was the way in which you'll back away.
That's right. If you really want to be intelligent about the whole thing, RJ, you slowly back away. So it's not even noticed. It's like, you remember that, what was the Office Space? If you steal the rounded number of the amount into every deposit, that's what you do. You slowly, unnoticeably, just back away. All of a sudden, it's like Sherry's doing her full workload again, and I am doing nothing.
Great.
Yeah. That's where
Which is only going to get worse once the TV room is functional. And he's got 8 televisions at his disposal.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. All right. Let's take a listen. So Yankees, probably your second or third priority last night. And who leaves the game? Aaron Judge. And you probably think to yourself, well, he left the game with that finger, hand, wrist injury from the day before. Not so fast. Hip injury. Gonna miss at least a couple days. Here is the best Yankee on the injury.
Just a little grab in the hip area after that head first dive the other night. You know, just kind of the whole right side has been a little locked up, and you know, it wasn't until, you know, the second to last swing that at bat, I kind of felt something grab, and you know, they kind of thought it'd be best just to kind of shut it down and see how we feel after a couple days and get back in there.
Well, that's not good. And he downplays it as best he can, but you cannot afford to not have Aaron Judge.
No, so I mean, what he said is exactly right. Like, I mean, he as awkwardly as you could slide into third, he slid into third. He got caught up, smashed his hip, his hand got all twisted up, and he probably, I mean, it doesn't feel good, probably tightened up, and rather than like knowing how important he is to this team, rather than risk it and fight through it, take a couple days, because they can't lose him for an extended period of time. Because outside of him and DJ LeMay, who's swinging the bat well, I mean, Aaron
you got
Hicks,
nothing.
Aaron Hicks stinks. It looked like Gerrit Cole wanted to go out in left field and strangle him.
So
Gerrit Cole is awesome.
Amazing. Really amazing. Walk me through, and we were talking about this before the show, what you anticipate the Yankees' outfield could look like tonight.
Well, I think you probably play, what, IKF in center.
Okay.
Right? And then you'll have, I got to see who's pitching tonight. I mean, Hicks has played left, and then you'll have, what, Franchi in right?
Oh, God. I mean, be honest with me. I'm not trying to be negative. I'm trying to be fair and honest. That's got to be the worst outfield in baseball, right?
It's pretty bad. You got a bunch of guys playing that are not meant to be playing.
I mean, Hicks is really on the verge of being unplayable. IKF is, he's a utility guy at this point who's got no power, who's really not even a center fielder. And then Franchi and Wright, that is a very unattractive looking outfield.
It's underwhelming. And I was listening to the K Show yesterday, and you know how much I love Michael.
We know. We
I love
it.
Him. We I kiss him right on his beautiful face.
Right on his mouth. But what did he say? But, so, no, before, so we know what's going to happen here. You're going to take some kind of a small shot at Michael, but before you do, you have to say, tell everyone how much you adore him.
No, no. I'm not going to take... I mean, I don't know if this is a shot or not. I mean, I think they were talking about the Yankees lineup, and the point was made that, you know, there are... You know, there are stars, and then there are the guys on the bench that are there for depth. And you can't have stars sitting behind stars. And he was kind of, I think he was trying to explain to Don and Peter the current situation. And my argument back to him would have been, well, but and this is what happens. Like, there's no one that's surprised by this. Like, the reason why people are upset is because Stanton always gets hurt.
Yes.
And Donaldson is always hurt. And Bader gets hurt a lot. Like the guys that you brought in that you signed to be your everyday players.
That's right.
Aren't available every day.
Well, you can't be surprised and probably even angry when something happens that you fully expect at some point during the season is going to happen, right?
Right. So if the guys on your bench are Aaron Hicks or like you name the name and you know that they're going to play more than they should because the guys that are supposed to play every day don't because they're hurt all the time. Yeah, I would have a problem with that. Especially when you are the Yankees. Like, you have an advantage that a lot of teams don't have.
Which is money.
Which is money. So, I don't know. You can't lose Judge. We all understand that. Volpe's just getting better and better. But Kleber and LeMahieu went back-to-back last night. They just... You got to see what it looks like, I guess. I mean, you got to be patient, I guess, would be the thing to say, and wait to see what it looks like when Bader gets back and eventually when Donaldson gets back. But the problem is that when Donaldson gets back, no one really wants him back anyway.
No, that's right. So you're waiting, like, Donaldson, how far are we, and what's his health, and when's he coming back? And he comes back, and you're like, oh, he stinks. I didn't want him in the lineup anyhow.
Right.
So you're waiting and reliant and counting down the days till a guy comes back that you don't even really want or care to come back.
Exactly.
Or don't even really want on this team.
Yeah, I don't know, man. All I know is Gerrit Cole right now is...
Best pitcher in baseball.
Dude, I mean, he's right there. His fastball, he's dotting it wherever he wants it. And the second that Aaron Judge went out, I was like, oh, no. This would be catastrophic. If this is serious.
And the thing is, if I told you he's going to be out for not even an extended period of time, I mean, even a weekend, you're like, oh, God. But if he's going to be out for 2 weeks, like, you're already at the precipice of a spot where you don't want to be, right? You're behind Baltimore. You're behind Toronto. You're well behind Tampa. Now, if you don't have Judge for not even if he goes on the 10-day IL, is that something that you can really overcome? It may be, but I don't know. That's certainly not something you can really afford to have happen now.
No, I don't think it's anything too serious. I think he was just smart about it, and you know, give it a couple days. Hopefully, it calms down. He'll get treatment and everything else, and he'll be back. But he is—I mean, he's the definition of MVP with what he means to this team. Plays right, plays center, can play left. I mean, he's your best bat. I think. I mean, he's
your best player. He's the best player
for this team.
This side of Ohtani, the guy's the best player in the world.
Yeah, I think he's right there at the top.
And now you're not going to have him for at least a weekend, and then we'll see where we're at. Now, he made it sound like we heard that sound bite, like this is a nothing, right?
Yeah.
But if you're a Yankees fan, you have to be worried.
Of course, because he's your best player. But I think, he's smart enough now. He knows his body that, you know, he felt to tighten up a little bit. And he's like, why would I mean...
Well, right.
We're not even in May yet.
I agree. And if he's out for the weekend, it's not that big a deal. But God forbid they find something on imaging and he's going to be out for not even a huge amount of time, for 2 weeks. That's a big deal for this Yankees team.
Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is. Especially, I mean, you take that and you add that with all the other injuries that they're dealing with. I thought Michael King was good last night.
He was.
You've got some production from the catcher position, Trevino.
He hit really well, and that was a big insurance run you got from him.
The American League East, though, right now.
It's the best division in baseball is what it is.
Yeah, it is.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know who's with us? Who's called in, wants to be part of the show? Mel.
So I got the music. Yeah, it's got to be one person or one person.
That's right. It's Mel Kiper Jr. Mel, we love you. We're thrilled to hear from you. What happened last night? We didn't get the mention. No shout out.
It just didn't work. We had tonight. Hey, the draft's not over yet.
Uh-huh.
Day two is coming up. I got two rounds worth, so just pay attention tonight. But I had my 6:20 wake up call to give you guys a call. See if I could get on the show. I didn't know if I was able to sneak on this morning early, but I'm glad you were able to allow that to happen.
I told you, whenever you called today, we'll take 5 minutes, whatever time you have.
I didn't know if you had a guest. You might have had a guest.
No, see, that's the thing you don't know about the show. We're not big into guests. We're not one of these shows. It's like, all right, it's 7:20, this guy. It's 7:45, this guy. 8:15,
yeah.
8:40. No,
I know that. But, hey, if McShay would have been calling, you'd have had him on, and then I would have got bumped.
No, you're our guy. You've always been our guy, and we love you, and that's why we were so disappointed last night. I can't tell you how many tweets I received last night about Mel didn't make the mention.
It just wasn't the right time. Tonight's the second and third round. You just keep watching. Watching.
All right. You can still make up for it. All right. So let's walk through it.
So the second or third round much is not worth it.
No, you can still make up for it. We will be paying very close attention. It's nationally televised.
Okay.
It would still work.
Okay.
So
yeah.
let's go through it. Before we even get to any of the other like non-New York teams, how did the Jets do? You surprised they didn't go offensive lineman? And what do you think of this kid?
Well, they would have, I think, had Broderick Jones been there. Keep in mind, Peter Skoronski was gone. Broderick Jones, I think Pittsburgh saw mock drafts or got an idea that, hey, they could take him, and they jumped ahead. And New England obviously made that deal to hurt the Jets, and they still got Christian Gonzalez. So, yeah, that's like I said, I thought about Parcells hurting the Jets by making that deal, which allowed Pittsburgh to get Broderick Jones. Doesn't mean Broderick Jones is going to be great, but if he is, that's a guy the Jets certainly would have wanted. So once Skoronski and Jones were gone, they kind of audibleized to a guy that I really like. I had him going eighth to Atlanta in one of the mocks a couple months ago, and Will McDonald can get after the quarterback. You got Josh Allen, and you got all those great quarterbacks in the AFC. That's not a bad pick. If, like I said, the Greeny, if he's getting Josh Allen on the ground, you're not going to look back at that pick and say, wow, we didn't get that offensive tackle.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Mel, just so you know, full transparency, I actually saw McShay up in Bristol, and I told him, I explained to him, I said, listen, I love what you do, but Mel's our guy. So, I mean, we're not going to have you on the show. And I also didn't like he was very nasty to you last night. He came after you. He attacked you, and I didn't like it. So you can tell him I said that.
What did he attack me on? I don't remember what he attacked. He's always doing something. I don't know what he did. He'll try to get me on Will Levis. Will Levis dropped in the second round. Does that mean he can't play in the NFL? No. No, that doesn't mean he can't play in the league. Now, will it be a disappointment? I don't know. I like the kid. Todd didn't as much as I did. So we're going to go back and forth on Levis for the next 3 to 4 years until we know for sure what kind of quarterback he is. So he'll be the talking point moving forward will be Will Levis.
So what did you hear? So, I mean, you brought me perfectly to it. I mean, what did you hear? Why wasn't Will Levis drafted in the first round, do you think?
Well, I think people there, with 3 months, I was the defense attorney for Will Levis. Everybody hated on him. So, obviously, some of that hate was in the NFL. Not hate, but not as high on was in the NFL. There were a lot of detractors. We heard them. I didn't hear anybody that agreed with me on Will Levis. I didn't have one person agree with me on Will Levis when we were doing all these different shows all the way up leading up to the draft. Nobody, no analyst agreed with me on Will Levis. Dan Orlovsky did a little bit. I think Dano did. Outside of that, that everybody was not a Will Levis fan. And obviously, people in the NFL agreed with him. Now, we'll see. Now, hey, I said Boomer Esiason dropped to the second round. Brett Favre dropped to the second round. Okay, I mean, quarterbacks have dropped in the past and have made it big in the NFL. So, to me, we'll see. Like I said, the Will Levis had the toe. He had a lot of injuries. The toe may have been a concern from what I hear, but that's not like it's going to push you out of the first round. At least it shouldn't, but it did in the case of Will Levis.
All right, so Mel, we mentioned the Jets. You like the kid. Walk us through the Giants. It's funny, they got to 20, and I was like, there's every single receiver on the board. They're going to take receiver, and then it was like boom, 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 boom. Receivers went flying left and right. They moved up. They take the corner from Maryland, which I know excited you because he's a local kid for you. You like him, though? He looks like a tremendous athlete.
Oh, he is, and he can run like the wind. He's a tough, tough kid. You'll love that. Giants fans will love his toughness. He just has to locate the ball down the field at times at the end of the route. Now, he got a little better. I noticed there was some improvement in that area. As all cornerbacks, they all have hiccups. You know that. They're not going to be perfect. But in terms of Deontay, he's a great kid. He had a phenomenal year. He had a shoulder injury 2 years ago, so he's kind of off the radar going into this year a little bit. But, boy, did he have a heck of a season. So he's got the physicality. He's got the size. He's got the length. He's got the talent to be a good player for Wink Martindale and that Giant defense.
Mel Kiper joins us here on the show. Mel, back to the Jets here. What do you think they do with pick 43 today?
Well, the second round is almost impossible to predict just because there's just so many variables here. I think when you look at what they need, the offensive line is obviously an area they could look at. And, you know, there's still some players out there that can play. I mean, Tyler Steen is a kid who was at Vanderbilt, had a good career going, goes to Alabama, had a real good year. He can play left tackle, right tackle, which he's played, or guard. So he's a versatile offensive lineman I would look at. Matthew Bergeron from Syracuse is a Canadian kid. Had a really good year, got better in pass protection. That's still an issue with him. But he can drive you off the ball. He's got a lot of talent. So I would say Tyler Steen, Alabama, Matthew Bergeron, Syracuse. I would keep an eye on for the Jets when they come up to pick, which will be, you know, what's that pick for the Jets in the second round? I'll 43. Pick 43. There's a chance. Yeah, there's a shot. One of those two often. I think Steen could be there. Bergeron, one of those two, I think, will be there. Maybe both. Who knows?
Walk me through, in your mind, the best available guys for the Giants. I know it's not till 57, but some guys that you think could be there at 57 that you like as far as the – I got to think they go either offensive line or wide receiver.
Yeah, and just to go back to the Jets, there's a couple interior guys. I like John Michael Schmitz from Minnesota, center, a lot. Todd likes Joe Tippmann, the center guard from Wisconsin. Some think he's going to be a better guard. I think guard more than center. He's high cut. But to me, Joe, you know, John Michael Schmitz, Minnesota, Joe Tippmann, Wisconsin, keep an eye on them as well. I think in terms of wide receivers, when you look at that position, Rashee Rice is a kid from SMU, has a lot of talent. Cedric Tillman, Tennessee, was hurt this year, but he was the number one guy 2 years ago. Jalen Hyatt was Tennessee's number one guy this year. All of those guys are still on the board right now. So, you know, Josh Downs, slot receiver from North Carolina, still on the board right now. So there's some pretty good receivers still available. Like I said, the fifth receiver consensus-wise, guys, was Jalen Hyatt. He's got to fill out, get stronger, but he can run. He can take the top off of defense. He had a heck of a year. But as I say, Cedric Tillman 2 years ago was the better player, but he was hurt a lot this year. Missed a lot of games, had an injury with the ankle, had the surgery. So he came back at the end of the year, though. So he's healthy, ready to go. People were kind of strong on him in the last 3-4 weeks from the conversations I've had. So I would think Rashee Rice, SMU, Cedric Tillman, Tennessee, Jalen Hyatt, Tennessee, Josh Downs, North Carolina, are four wide receivers. Will probably go, and all those kids should go in the second round.
Mel, when you look at the day first round, a couple teams that you thought did really well.
Yeah, I like what Philadelphia did, guys. I mean, Jalen Carter, to get the number one player at 9 and then get the 12th best player on my board at 30 and Nolan Smith, that's a pretty good job. That's a great job for Howie Roseman and the Philadelphia Eagles to get, you know, two defensive players who are excellent. I mean, one can get the interior pressure. Nolan Smith can get the outside pressure. He could be an off-the-ball linebacker as well. So I thought what they did was, I think, something of all the teams that you look at right now, you know, they had two picks and they got two, I thought, value picks for where they were taken and the type of rating that they had. I think Baltimore getting Zay Flowers after the Chargers took Quentin Johnston. Jackson. I think they made Eric DaCosta, the GM of the Ravens, pretty happy. They wanted Flowers because of his speed, and that's who they had targeted. So they get the guy they wanted at 22 without having to move. So that's a something you want, somebody to fall in their lap. And another team, Buffalo, to get Dalton Kincaid, who we thought was going to go maybe to Green Bay in the middle of the first round, to go ahead of Dallas. And I think that's where he could have gone. Remember, Dalton Schultz replaced by Dalton Kincaid, right? We talked about that. Well, Buffalo jumped over the Dallas Cowboys to get Dalton Kincaid. Say, well, why do you got a tight end? Well, he's not a tight end. He's basically a glorified wide receiver. Big target, great hands, had 16 catches on 16 targets against USC. Dalton Kincaid from Utah is a real good fit for Buffalo, and Josh Allen should love that kid.
All right, last one. I know you got to go. Will Anderson, I think everybody loves him, but did Houston give up too much to move up to 3 this year and get him?
I think Will Anderson is a really good player. I don't think, I said this on the broadcast, I don't think he's, I've said this for months and months, not Myles Garrett or Von Miller. Von Miller ran 4.42. Will ran 4.6. Will's, the stunts, the twists really helped him. Nick Saban really allowed him opportunities to get after the quarterback. That's why those stats were so impressive. One-on-one, yes, he can beat some of the offensive tackles in college one-on-one, but he doesn't have the bend or the explosiveness. Now, he uses his hands well. He's got great passion for the game. He's going to work as hard as anybody to improve his repertoire of moves to get after the quarterback. His counter moves will be improved. So, Will, I love Will. I don't think he's elite. But, hey, 10 sacks a year, got Aiden Hutchinson, a lot of publicity, right, at Detroit. He had a great rookie year, had 9.5 sacks. You can get 8 to 10 sacks, people are going to rave about you. So you don't have to be the 16, 17 sack a year guy. So I think he's going to be a really good player. To get up too much, we'll see next year. But right now, they got a great pass rusher, potentially a really good pass rusher, and potentially their franchise quarterback.
All right. We know you're busy. We appreciate you checking in. We will be listening very intently and closely tonight for, hopefully, the show shout-out.
But Saturday wouldn't work either, I guess, huh? Day 3, I can't get to day 3.
Are we a day 3 show? Is that what you're looking at? Are we a round 5 show to you?
I'll say that what I'll say here, guys. If I go to day 3 and have to mention, I won't be replaced by Todd McShay on the show. So I got a lot of pressure on me tonight to figure out a way on day 2, or else I think I'll be bumped by Todd if I wait till day 3.
And maybe the whipped cream becomes fatty whipped cream too.
I think the whipped cream ends. I think the great packaging of the whipped cream ends. I have nothing coming from DiPietro and Rothenberg ever again. So I've never been under this kind of scrutiny and pressure tonight, guys. I got to get it done tonight between 7 and 11 Eastern Time or midnight. I got to get this thing done, boy. Or like I say, or Todd takes over that role.
I think you'll get it done. We appreciate you. We know how busy you are. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks as always.
You got it, guys. Have a great weekend, man. See you, buddy.
All right, thanks. That of course, is Mel Kiper. What do you think? Couldn't get it in.
Well, what was most concerning was it wasn't like, and I know they went up. They went up a pick. But it wasn't like some name that no one expected. Like, that when they went up, you had a pretty good idea who they were taking. We talked about, we've talked about Deontay Banks for how long?
And then Mel's like, if I get the ball, if I get it that they let me talk. He went on and on and on.
He went on and on and on, and I understand what he's saying. Just sometimes you get lost in the moment. But, hey, kudos to him for waking up this early. Like, he's got a bunch of NFL calls, so for him to set an alarm to make sure he could get on the show this morning is pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome, but I got to tell you, if we don't get mentioned tonight, I would be disappointed.
Do we look like a round 5 show to you?
No. I mean, that's what he's saying. Day 3?
Yeah, we can't be no, we can't be day
3. We're not a day 3 show.
No. Come on, Mel. Yeah, he'll do it.
You feel confident now?
Not really.
I can't believe we didn't get yesterday.
I know.
It's like it didn't present itself. When is it ever going to legitimately present itself?
I'll tell you when it presented itself, and we should have done it, was the Jets pick, because they took forever to make the pick. That would have been the time to do it.
I didn't hear what you said. RJ was talking to me.
Okay, the time to do it would have been the Jets pick, because they took so long. They were trying to trade down. They could have met. He could have brought up the fact that I was on DiPietro and Rothenberg talking about Broderick Jones as one of the guys the Jets were targeting, and now they got to pivot.
You know what it is? I think he's been doing this 40 years. I think this is the first time that he really had his feet held to the fire, and he got overwhelmed.
Well, I don't disagree.
I think the moment that was a lot for him.
And I think the fact that McShay had him rattled too didn't help.
McShay was running circles around him last night.
McShay was going after him.
Saying.
Right, McShay was going after him. I didn't like it.
I didn't like it either.
Is the morning show too big for you?
Are we a day three show? Come on.
Are we?
You just got 15 cans of whipped cream. 15.
I mean, I'm not happy we didn't get day one mentioned. We don't get day two mentioned. I think the four of us have to get together and really decide who our draft insider is moving forward.
I think we have to have some kind of meeting about it.
I mean, maybe we move back to Matt Miller, Jason Reed, McShay, somebody.
There'll be plenty of people interested. I mean, let's not pretend like there won't.
Of course there will be. But he's the best, and I wanted him, and we liked him, and the whole crab cakes and the whipped cream and the relationship. And you know what? So here's my question to you. He calls in bright and early, gets that done. That's a promise he made, did it. If we get round two mentioned tonight, where are we? Where do we stand?
I think we're back.
We're fine.
I think, well, no, we're hurt. We don't trust the way we used to trust. But this is, it's a step in the right direction. He'll have to earn back the trust.
It's the olive branch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be a nice step.
I agree.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Your last chance to build Rick's ride.
It's our ride.
No, it's not.
I'm copy babysitting says it.
I mean, RJ, what does the copy say? Am
well,
I even
not your ride?
RJ, am I even mentioned in the copy?
You are not.
Okay.
No, but so, I'm not talking about you. I'm not speaking about you. It's because I'm the one that's driving it. It's the list. It's going to be a listener's ride.
Right. So why do the listeners do the read then?
I'm sure there'd be plenty of listeners that would love to do the read.
Yeah, that'd be very clunky though, execution wise.
Why?
I think
get a listener. Third caller right now gets to do the read.
Absolutely not. Please don't call. Just do the read.
1-800-919-3776. You call. You get in line and you do the read.
This is your fault. It's about to happen. I'm going to screen these calls and you're going to take them.
Good. I'll take them. I'll systematically take them from the first one to the last one.
Great. That'll be awesome for ratings.
Yeah. And then they can come on and they can do the read.
Next, we'll read the alphabet at 8 o'clock.
You know what? As the Barney Rubble of the station of the show, this is the best I know how to do.
It's drive us off a cliff.
That's right.
Caller right. Number three gets to do the read.
Right. Let's get a little look at the traffic.
I'll take you right into the quarry.
Yeah. Yeah. Your feet are going a million miles an hour right now off
that's,
the cliff.
That's right. My little brown thing.
Right into the dinosaur that's moving the rocks.
My little brown one piece.
All right. Thanks for the clarification there.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, you know what? That's what you get with average, mediocre sidekick talent.
Oh, God.
Finish all right, the read, it's would your, you please?
What happened?
Finish the read.
Well, I thought we were going to give this away for someone to do.
No. How are they going to do that?
What do you mean?
How are they going to read the read that they don't have?
Maybe I'll either quickly email to them or I'll set them up. Like,
oh yeah, you're going to do all of that.
Like, what do you mean all that? Or I will. I'll do the first few words and let them repeat after me.
Great. You'll put in the effort, sure.
What the hell does that mean?
Oh my goodness!
I put a lot of effort into the show.
You said earlier you're not going to get a good version of you because you're not in the best mood.
I'm in a terrible mood, but unbelievably, I've been sensational so far in the first hour plus.
It's your definition of sensational.
Oh.
By the way, I think I'm out on, what's the segment we do coming up? Now you're going to swing it?
You're really
it's the roast.
I think I'm out this week.
Why? You said there was a lot of low-hanging fruit.
Well, I'll tell you why.
Mel called in. Now you have no fruit.
I'll tell you why. Because the last like three or four, I've completely dominated. And what happens is my roast now becomes like the one everyone wants to focus on.
So you have nothing.
And stop it. And I don't want to do that yet again and be the focal point. Like I'd like someone else to get the shine, the spotlight, as it would be.
Great.
So you've done no work, and we're gonna roast Mel, but now you have nothing. That's what RJ's insinuating.
That's exactly right. All right. It's your last chance to build Rick's ride, presented by All American Ford. By the way, if you would have shut up and let me do the read the first time, none of this would have even happened.
Yeah, but we also wouldn't have got you offering for the third caller, which I thought was great.
Rev up the ESPN New York app and click right on the contest tile to vote on the different vehicle options on Rick's fancy special 2023 Ford Bronco. Voting ends 10 o'clock. You better get voting 10 o'clock today when All-American Ford will build Rick's ride. One voter will be randomly selected to join us in the VIP area at this year's Beach Bash on June 30th and have a chance to win the car. All brought to you by All American Ford Auto Group, with huge locations throughout New Jersey, in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Head to ESPNNewYork.com for promotion rules and information. 1-800-919-3776. I don't think this is homerism. I like what the Giants did. I mean, they went after a need. They really like this guy pre-draft. They nabbed the cornerback. He's athletically insane. Big, fast, physical. Has all the things you would want in a corner. I think both the Giants and the Jets did well in round one.
Yeah, listen, I mean, it was... Again, I think the goal of any GM going into the draft is to have it hopefully line up where best player on your board is also one of your biggest needs. And also to set yourself up where you don't have to get, you know, put yourself in a spot where you're reaching for something because you're desperate for a position of, you know, a position you want to fill. It was wide receiver and corner was what we talked about. And I think every Giants fan was the same as you watching that going, wow, I mean, look, these wide receivers aren't coming off the boards.
Every single one was there at 20.
Right. I mean, the first one went 20. So you're like, okay, we're going to get, I mean, it could be Zay Flowers. We were talking with Jordan yesterday about the kid from USC Addison. And they went boom, 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 four straight in a row. And, you know, they had the one guy that you wanted, that your defensive coordinator, which I think is also very important, loved.
Loves.
So get him.
Here is Joe Shane mentioning just that. Wink very excited to get Banks.
You guys know Wink's defense and what he likes, and Deontay fits that mold to a T. So, yeah, he was ecstatic.
I heard heading into the draft that Wink really wanted this kid.
See, but I love that, though. I love that. I love the synergy between the GM and the coaching staff. Like, it's not like... You know, this was the best player on our board. Well, does he fit? No, our coaches will find a way to make him fit. No, it was the guy that, I mean, I'm going to lean on the guy who runs the defense. You were great last year. You have a track record of being a great defensive coordinator. Which player do you think fits your, like, if you had one corner you would want that would fit your system exactly like you want it, who would it be? Okay, if he's there, guess what? That's going to be the guy we take then.
Not only that, if he's there, not only will we get him, if we have to make a little tweak, a little maneuver to go up and get him, we'll do that for you.
Yeah, I liked it.
Here is Joe Shane on the Giants trading up the board.
The way the board fell, it was just we were getting depleted. So it was the right thing to do for us. We do a lot of research on team needs and, you know, what people need behind us, and including the team that we traded with. So that was a scenario we put together earlier in the day. If we got there and we were worried about anybody else coming up to that position, we had something in place with Jacksonville and it worked out.
You know, it was great that Mel said, and Santiago doesn't want to believe it, Cowboys wanted Dalton Kincaid, and they were going to take him, but the Bills swept right in there and took him.
That's the risk that you run. That would have been a nice fit in Dallas.
Would have been a great fit.
Kincaid is, he's a tight end by position, but he is, like Mel said, you watch a bunch of his tape, he's a
problem, too.
He's a receiver. He's a glorified receiver, but he's a really good player.
And then I don't know if you saw in the group text last night, Santiago tried to tell me that Mayer is the better tight end, and that's who he really wanted, and he was there, and they let him go right on by.
Have I not been saying that for weeks?
Well, you're wrong.
Okay.
That's how he feels, though. He's happy with what they did. He likes a big fatty in the middle.
I don't think he loves what they did.
He told me he liked what they did.
Yeah, I think he's just telling you that to save face. I don't think he loved it.
Yeah, well, listen, they've got a lot of flaws down there in Dallas, but one thing they do really well is they nail the day one, so...
They do draft well.
They really do. Did you hear this week, by the way, and this was a non-story, at least for us here in New York, when Jerry Jones, they asked him, like, you know, what's going on with this team? Something that you've drafted so well, and you're winning 12 games, but what's going on? He's like, well, it's the coaching. Santi, you must have heard him say that, right?
No, that one slipped under the radar. That's actually kind of funny.
Fine. So not only did he say this, they were on it was like a panel, and he was sitting right next to Mike McCarthy.
Oh, it was probably their pre-draft press conference then. Yeah,
well, whatever it was. But and he was like, "It's the coaching." It's like, yeah, that's funny, except that's shot.
Well, it's probably the truth though too. I mean, this is why Kellen Moore was let go though. This is going to be all on Mike McCarthy now.
Mike McCarthy's the play caller now, correct?
Yeah, they're going to run the ball down other teams' throats.
Well, who's their second running back?
They'll probably draft one today.
Okay, you know what I was surprised by? The kid from Alabama went 12.
Apparently that wasn't much of a shock to some people that were following this thing.
I follow pretty closely, and it was a shock to me.
Well, I think, wasn't it McShay? I think it was McShay. RJ, am I correct? Was it McShay?
Yeah, Todd McShay said yesterday, or maybe Wednesday morning, or Wednesday night, he taped it. He said Jahmyr Gibbs is flying up the boards. He would actually bet, if he did such a thing, he doesn't, bet a large sum of money two running backs are going in the first round.
Not only first round, top 12.
Yeah.
Right, well, we had Atlanta take a running back, so now they've taken a tight end, their wide receiver, and a running back.
Yeah, so they have Pitts, London, and Bijan Robinson.
Yep.
So I guess they're buying into this whole Desmond Ridder thing down there in Atlanta, huh?
Well, at least give him every shot to find out whether or not he can play.
Yep, let's give him every opportunity.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.